It's Monday, the 22nd of December, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. Vehicle sales have remained subdued in November, extending a slowdown that began in March, with new sales slipping 1.8% from October. Still, sales were nearly 14% higher than a year ago, pointing to resilience in demand. Year-to-date figures make 2025 the strongest year since before the pandemic. Siminis Storm economist Dalmanjo Janssen explains the numbers.
Well, looking ahead, vehicle sales are expected to remain resilient into 2026. We do expect another possible rate cut in Q1 of 2026, and this could obviously improve consumer confidence and also stabilize interest rates and ongoing fleet replacement cycles that could also take place in early 2026. However, competition will remain intense, especially with brands that can bring balanced value, technology, and strong after-sale value, which is most likely to outperform and to bring about increased competitiveness in the vehicle market for Namibia.
The Communications Regulatory Authority of Namibia has renewed the contract of its chief executive officer, Emilia Nkikembwa, for a second 5-year term, extending her tenure to the end of 2030. The board, according to the Namibia Press Agency, says the decision reflects confidence in her leadership and the reforms that have strengthened the country's telecommunication and broadcasting sectors. The South African Weather Service has warned that the country should brace for above normal rainfall and storms in the coming days. A level 2 warning has been issued for severe thunderstorms over the central interior, with a yellow level 4 warning for the western interior. Speaking to Newsroom Africa, forecaster Andre Fourie warned of expected difficult driving conditions and storm-related travel disruptions.
Over our central interior, we do have a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms with some excessive lightning, heavy downpours, strong damaging winds. For KwaZulu-Natal, we do have a yellow level 4 for severe thunderstorms, where we expect the likelihood of the storms to become severe being lower. But if that does occur, we expect the impacts to be more severe.
And finally, a Swiss court has agreed to hear a landmark climate lawsuit brought by residents of a sinking Indonesian island against cement giant Holcim. NGOs say it is the first time a Swiss court has accepted climate litigation targeting a major corporation. The AFP news agency reports that the case could broaden global efforts to hold heavy emitters accountable beyond oil companies. Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.